This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Airbnb now is being accused of gouging football fans in Miami because they're like people are jacking the rates, you know, for people to stay there for Super Bowl week next week.
Yeah.
And there's a group called Airbnb Watch.
Oh gosh.
That's sponsored by hotels.
So annoying to me.
To find out if they're. Here's the thing, though. I've heard this. I want somebody in the hotel industry to tell me this because I don't know that this is true. I've heard that, like, they can't do that. Like, you can't raise your rates. But then on the other hand, I'm like, supply and demand. This is America. This is capitalism, right? If you go to Paso Robles and you try to get a hotel room.
Memorial Day weekend.
Or the fair.
Right.
I mean, you're going to pay more than you do today.
Yeah. No.
They're raising the rate.
The other thing is Airbnb. Someone owns that house. They should be able to get to say, I want to charge $1 million. I want to charge $1. Guess what? It's my house. It's private property.
That's right. Don't pay.
Oh, people.
I know. Crazy, right?
I swear.
But like, is it a law? I thought. See, I was always told there was a law that hotels can't jack the rates.
I'm not sure about that. I feel like that probably is a law. Whatever. I mean, right or wrong, I feel like that probably is a law. But an Airbnb, that is your home.
Right.
You get to pick. You bought that house. That is your private property. If you want to charge someone a gazillion dollars and they're going to pay you for it, awesome.
Right.
If you want to charge someone $5 because you feel like being that good, you know, Airbnb, great. It's your own home.
I know. Anyway, okay. All right. So, anyway, we're talking about this is kind of, I guess, kind of our Super Bowl story of the day. But it got me thinking about ticket prices. You know, ticket prices on these secondary sites now are up to like $7,000. And we were talking yesterday. Oh, my gosh, who would pay $7,000? That's probably for the cheap seats. In fact, I know it's for the cheap seats. You'd pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a Super Bowl seat. I can't even imagine that, but whatever. And it got me thinking, what's the most that you, Becky, and you, Jug Country, like, what's the most you've ever paid for a concert ticket or a sporting event ticket?
Like
the
know.
Most you've ever paid for a concert or sporting event ticket.
I really don't know.
Okay, so between two, have you paid more than $200?
No,
you've never paid more than $200.
Not for like sporting events.
Sporting
definitely
event
not.
Or concert?
A concert? No, I mean, no.
When you went over to Vegas to see Pitbull 5 years ago. Were you sitting in the cheap seats or were you guys like right in front?
We had just like regular seats, but then after like 10 drinks, we're like, woohoo, let's upgrade. Yeah, go down to the front row. So we did that. Where we just like.
So you may have paid $1,000.
I have no idea how much. It's a definite possibility.
Okay. So how much, Jug Country? What's the most you've ever paid for a concert or a sporting event? 200 to 500? That's a range. 500 to 1,000? Or is there anybody out there that's paid $1,000 or more for a ticket?
Skylar said $50.
Is the most you've ever paid, Skylar?
That's fine. Who cares?
$50?
Yeah. I think he's smart with his money.
No. I'm not down. I'm just saying, I don't know who Skylar's favorite act in the world is, but my guess is when they roll through the area, if tickets are, you know, $104, Skylar's going to pay him.
Jumbotron. About that Jumbotron life.
You and Skylar back there with your natty lights. Hanging out, watching the Jumbotron. I was there.
Yeah, and you want to know who else would do something like that?
Who?
Warren Buffett. So shut your
face. Okay, all right.
Plumber Justin.
What do you got, Plumber Justin?
$600 a ticket at Levi's Stadium, Niners-Rams game.
Yeah, okay, I could see it.
Christina loves Nika. $150 for nosebleed tickets for Metallica. $150 each.
Yeah.
Corey here. The other day for Live Oak tickets, $185 for the whole weekend, but you get to camp the whole weekend and lots of music, so it's worth it.
He's going to be sleeping on the ground, though, isn't he?
I don't know.
$185 for the whole weekend? They ain't throwing too many amenities your way, man. You're with the
Acorns.
Have you
been to Live Oak?
Live Oak?
Remember I went last year and you were like,
I know, right. No.
It's fun.
Was it fun?
It was.
I know. I just like to make fun of you that way.
You are just...
You and Corey here over there... Sleeping on the ground, staring at the stars.
I didn't camp. Just went for the day.
I see.
But I would have, maybe. I don't know.
You would not have camped.
It's a little too granola-y for me.
Right.
Everyone's got that, you know.
Of course.
Berry smell about
right,
them.
Right. It's kind of a...
I mean, God love them. You do you, but it's not for me.
Strawberry or raspberry.
No, I'm talking about like fermented berries.
Yeah, it's a different stank. It's a different stank. All right, that's good.
Okay.
Anybody pay 500... Well, somebody just paid $600 for the Rams Niners.
Well, I've lost all of these. That was Plumber Justin. Kevin, the researcher from Atascadero, said probably a Benjamin. Kevin from El Paso, $50. Brandy B, $600 for Iron Maiden. Unnamed, $600 for World Series.
Yeah, see, I did like $700 once for World Series a few years back. I think that's where I'm at. I can't think off the top of my head that I've paid anything more than that per ticket. So it would have been World Series for me. Anything else?
I'm looking to see if there's anything over $1,000.
Anybody?
I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah,
that,
anybody
you
do $1,000, man. Anybody?
Tankerman, I've never been to a concert. I keep trying to call to win, but I never get through. Stop.
Didn't we block him yesterday? Remember Tankerman?
No, he's not blocked.
Remember he sent the thing in that I was like, dude.
Never over 100. 500 Metallica at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
$300 to see Tool last weekend in Vegas.
$300 for Tool?
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Per ticket?
I guess. I'm just trying to go through here and see what like the most expensive tickets are.
All right, well.
By the way, Corey here said, I'm a chick. For you, because you said he's going to be sleeping on the ground.
Oh.
Okay. Kenny Chesney, $300, one ticket, Donovan, no thumbs.
Well, good morning, Corey.
Good morning to you. Don't you look delicious today?
Even if she has that fermented berry smell?
Even if you have the berry smell, we're all good. Jug Pull of the Day today is brought to you by our friends at Farm Supply, your local shop for the garden, pet, farm, and ranch. 5 locations on the Central Coast. Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, Rio Grande, Santa Maria, and Buellton.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.